towards, I think it must have been the 1944 time, we were on a walk into the forest one day, and by the little church in the forest, suddenly saw all these tin huts, and they had put up a prisoner of war camp with barbed wire around, and these very sad looking men standing around came over to us, and they were holding, they'd made wooden toys. I remember one shaped like a wooden plate with three little chicken on the top and a string down below, and that's it. As you circled round, these chicken would peck. And the guards told us that the men wanted cigarettes. If you could bring them cigarettes, then they would give you a toy. So we went running all the way back home, you see, and found any empty lemonade bottles or Tizer bottles that we could, took them to the shop and got some pennies to buy five woodbines, whatever, to take to these men. Now, some people have said since that they were Italians, not Germans, but I don't think they were. I think they were what were known as the White Russians from Lithuania, Estonia, and they were anti-Bolshevik, so had gone to fight for Hitler, thinking this would be their salvation, and of course were captured. And after the war, they would have been sent back to Russia, and they would have gone to Siberia. Mm-hmm. So they, very, very sad life. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty certain that that's where they were from. Mm-hmm. And but I, as I say, I don't know enough of the military records to substantiate that. But I have a feeling that's where they came from. Mm-hmm. But yes, and one of them showed us, it took a, I remember taking a photo of a little girl out of his pocket, and I thought, you know, that poor man, that's his little girl. Mm-hmm. And yes, it didn't matter what, whether they were our enemies or not, I had a soft spot for anyone that was suffering, really.